The Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act has gone gold. The comment period for FITARA implementation guidance ended, and the next fiscal year is approaching. Now agencies, especially chief information officers, have to set about working the plan. For advice in getting right with FITARA, I spoke with Van Hitch, a senior advisor at Deloitte Consulting and former CIO of the Justice Department. He offered some advice for implementing this version of FITARA.
They actually have some accountabilities that are coming up in the not very distant future. As you said, they just got the final guidance. They have to come up with what's called a self-assessment against the baseline, the core baseline that each agency has been laid out in the guidance. They have to come up with that by August 15th, and they have to come up with a plan. How are they going to close that gap? How are they going to fill the gap between where they are now and where FITARA says they should be? So they have to have that plan by August 15th also. And then all of that should be implemented by December 31st. So by the end of this calendar year, FITARA should be in place across the entire federal government for the applicable agencies.
Which would be the CFO Act agencies.
Yes.
All right, so they have until August 15th to come up with a plan and a gap kind of analysis. But basically, we're talking about nothing they need to buy or implement in terms of technology. It's a matter of establishing human connections, mostly, from what I'm able to tell.
Absolutely. The last thing people need to do is run out and buy new stuff. What FITARA is all about is getting your act in order and getting yourself aligned within the organization in a way that you will enable the CIO to be empowered and to really manage the IT portfolio of an entire department.
Now, for a CIO to establish a good relationship with a CFO is a relatively simple process. But what happens in the case of, say, the departments that have maybe large bureaus, large component agencies, where those CIOs under FITARA lose a little bit of authority, and I'm not sure CIOs necessarily want to take on that authority. So how does that relationship change?
Well, for these cabinet level agencies, they're complex organizations, and there's many, many partnerships that the agency CIO really has to establish across the entire organization. At the headquarters level, as you mentioned, the CFO, the CHICO, the COO, the chief acquisition officer, all the C-suite people really need to have good relationships and partnership with the CIO on IT matters. And then, of course, at the bureau or component level, there's a whole array of program people as well as the CIO of the component who, in according to FITARA now, is really an extension of the agency CIO into that bureau to help enable the agency CIO to implement the programs efficiently and effectively. And I think, in effect, what the component CIO does now is really helps the agency head identify what is commodity and get that under an umbrella where they can be leveraged across the entire department, and also identify what is mission specific so that those programs can be carried out and managed on behalf of the federal CIO by the component CIOs.
So the job then for the top-level CIO then is to take whatever commodities come in his or her way and make sure that they don't have that turn into a gigantic administrative burden so that they're nursing something that should be really easy and automatic and cheap.
Exactly. The whole purpose is to get that commodity IT, make it accessible, make it easily understood, get agreed on what it is, what the standards for it are, make sure it's got security built into it, make sure you got a good price for it, make sure you have a good way of distributing it where it's needed in the department. All of that kind of stuff needs to be taken care of as a whole, as a group of these commodity IT items. And that's really one of the things that the CIO, the agency CIO, really needs to make sure happens.
Do you think the deputy directors and the deputy secretaries ought to maybe referee this whole process?
Oh, they are charged to do so. That's that the OMB guidelines basically says that this has to be a departmental effort to implement FITARA. And one of the good things about the OMB guidance is it really calls for a partnership in a kind of department-wide effort among the CXO community, as well as the agency head and the deputy, in terms of making sure that all the processes and procedures are identified which may impact IT budgeting, IT personnel, IT acquisitions, and IT projects, identify them all, and then get them in a line with the core baseline that has been laid out in the guidance based on FITARA. So that is what really needs to happen, and that's what the self-assessment is based on. And it's really charged to the agency head to do that under and the chief operating officer, the deputy.
We're speaking with Van Hitch. He is a senior advisor to Deloitte's federal consulting practice. And maybe the timing is good on all of this because there's still a little bit of time to work on 2017 budget proposals, and maybe some things will pop up that can affect those that agencies are right in the midst of preparing.
Well, that was one of the things that was identified early on in FITARA and in the guidance, is that even while the guidelines were being finalized, agencies were told that the idea was to try to incorporate as much of the spirit and the actual the law itself into the fiscal year 17 budget process. So agencies have been on notice that they needed to look out for how do they insert the agency CIO into all of the processes that are relevant, the IT budgeting processes at all level, and identify where that would be necessary, the IT personnel and recruitment processes and IT acquisitions. So absolutely, the intent is for this to have an impact on the FY17 budget.
What's your sense of where agencies are with respect to the to-be state of all this? Or does it maybe vary too much to really categorize?
Yeah, I think it does vary a lot. I think, you know, agencies actually have had quite a long period of notice that this was coming. Even before FITARA passed, kind of like the writing was beginning to be on the wall, so they kind of knew it was coming. After it did pass, it spelled out pretty much what was needed. Now, OMB has taken that to a level of detail that says how this should be done and charges the agency specifically what to do. But as you know, that's been a several-month process, too. So I think many of the agencies that I'm working with and familiar with have had, you know, some sort of a steering committee working on this for a number of months that are identifying exactly what OMB is asking for here. What are the specific policies and procedures that are going to be impacted here? And how are we going to gear up to make those changes in the time frame that's necessary to implement FITARA? So I think all of the agencies are somewhere along that continuum, obviously. Some are quite far along, and I think most of the big ones have been thinking about this for quite a while.
Now, when you were CIO at the Justice Department, that was the post-Clinger-Cohen era, and yes. So, which is you could characterize as maybe the pre-FITARA era. Now, looking back on it, because there's not a lot of air gap between those, the intent of those two pieces of legislation, do you wish you'd had some of the FITARA tools back then, or could things have operated the right way anyhow?
Well, now I actually think FITARA is a step forward because Clinger-Cohen was a very well engineered and very thoughtful piece of legislation that I think was very consistent with what FITARA is actually making implementing. You can think of FITARA is really Clinger-Cohen Part 2. The downfall of Clinger-Cohen, or I shouldn't say the downfall, because obviously it did have some positive effects, but the shortfalls that has seemed to be recognized over the years by many, many people, and of course it was implemented long before I became part of the federal government, was that there was very little OMB guidance on how to implement it in the agencies. So agencies had a pretty much free hand to implement it in whatever way they chose to implement it, and whatever degree of detail and compliance they were going to proceed with. And therefore, there's a patchwork of organizational structures and processes and policies across the federal government. And that's the way that's been in place for the past 20 years. I think what happened is there became a gradual, in Congress, a gradual acknowledgement that much more was needed. Everybody sees IT as a mission enabler, and the general feeling that there was an unfulfilled promise of IT. So in order to correct and bring IT in alignment and control those big costs, which are $80 billion or more a year, the idea was we really need to go back and, you know, with Clinical in Part 2, which is Fitara, nail down specifically how do we empower CIOs to really do what we want them to do? How do we, to the extent that we can in the federal government, the intent is to have one, you know, neck to choke. Basically, how do we identify one person who is going to be accountable and manage the IT portfolio of a department like a business? And how do we get that individual positioned correctly? How do we make sure that they're part of a team that, that will enable them to, in partnership with the other executives of the organization, work to achieve effective and efficient IT? That's what Fitara really is. So absolutely, I think Fitara is a step forward. Now, that's not to say that, you know, it was impossible to have some successes based on Clarence Cohen. I think there are many notable successes. But what I've always told many, many people is that, you know, my test was it just took way too long to get those things done. It took way too long to be successful in a federal IT initiatives. And so I think gradually this is not going to be, you know, one day we wake up and magically the issues are cured. But I think over time we'll see a gradual improvement in the way IT is managed in the federal government.